different religion view. So you have your right, you have your freedom, you have your religion right, you have a right to believe what you believe, you have your right to think about what you should do, what is the right for you to do. Okay. And but however, this freedom also equal to other people. Other people also have the freedom. You know, for the personal view, maybe I go with you. However, I'm the agent in federal revenue service. I have to stick with the law. Because, you know, it's, we have to keep mutual.
I understand you have that freedom. You have to stick
yeah,
you, with
you
the
have
law.
The religious freedom. And if you have the freedom of being, and other people also have the same right. Same right. Cannot, you know, your religious belief, and say, for other people, you don't have the belief. So I don't believe you did the right, so I'll do this, stop confrontation, protesting, I'll protest, I'll put it in a website against you. If you don't apply for tax exemption.
I understand your concerns.
You don't violate the law. But when you come to apply for tax exemption, you have to keep your action, you know, to exactly to what educational or religious.
Okay. Well,
as I just said, you have your right to believe. You have your right to believe to do what you're supposed to do, but you have no right to against other people's belief.
I understand your concerns,
but this is really subtle, you know, issues here, and it's also very complicated. This is not you and I can solve it, because this is court. They decide, you know, whether it's right or not. So, but as I said, we both, everybody, have the right to believe, have the right to do what it's supposed to do. You believe your religion told you this is evil, you are not supposed to do.
Well, my religion says that we have to reach out to women who are hurting, who are considering killing
their
own babies.
You reach out to women. You can do that. You can, to educate the woman to do, you don't do that. However, if you just kind of like say, if you're the one woman, you fear the woman, okay? You have to give the woman opportunity to listen to you. You cannot force your religion or force your belief on somebody else.
Now, can you answer my question? Can you answer my question?
I just have a question,
Sherry. Is handing a brochure to somebody forcing somebody to do something they don't want to do?
No, a brochure. You can't send a brochure, but you can just listen. And I just said, you send a brochure to somebody, that's right. That's because you just give them opportunity to learn you believe.
Yeah, and that's not forcing them.
But when you take a lot of action,
let me tell you what.
People, for example, you go to the abortion clinic in front of them, and then say something, we don't, kind of against them. You just take all kind of confrontation activities and also put something on the website and ask people to take action against those abortion clinics. That is not really educational. It's just you call exercise you really need to against another group of people. So here your action is based on more than relational feeling.
It's based on
and objective factual evaluation.
It's a violation.
You say we have a seminar, we have a workshop, we have materials, we disseminate it to other people. Nobody will say you really force your religion on them. But when you go to the door, go to the in front of the abortion clinic and conduct some protesting activity. And then go up to a woman and tell them you should not do that.
Well,
actually, conducting
a peaceful prayer vigil is not
except your value. Okay, so that's why this is kind of like. like, you know, it's kind of, you, from the very beginning, I feel that when you told me, you said, this is my religion, my religion told me I have to oppose this evil, everything. And I just said, you have a right to do you. You have a right to do, you already told me what is right. You have a right to, you know, to spread, to outreach to other people. But meanwhile, you have to know your boundary. You have to know your limit. Okay? You have to respect other people's beliefs. If somebody else comes to your door and know you don't like them, and they still come to you, how do you feel?
Okay, I understand what you're saying, and I think that we're gonna take it from here in a different manner. I'm gonna have to seek some legal counsel in this case. So I'm gonna be contacting you through writing again, through a regular mail, and we'll just take it from there. But I appreciate your phone call and your concerns, and I understand your position.
Okay, I'm listening. I just probably, you know, try to say, okay, so you said you are going to consult legal counsel, right?
Yeah, I'm going to have to consult somebody because, I understand your point, but I also understand that, you know, as a ministry, we have certain rights as well, and I want to consult somebody and just take it from there. I need to get more information.
Yeah, I think that's good. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, as I just said, you know, you understand my point now. That means we have to, you know, we everybody have the religious right and the religious belief.
Mm-hmm.
If you conduct your outreach activity, and that should be okay.
Okay, so I will be in touch.
But you have to respect the other people's beliefs. Other people's rights cannot, you know, use some kind of confrontation, you know, practice against or co-action against another group.
I understand your concerns, and
okay.
I will be in touch.
Well, actually, you know, I think this one, I think if you want to send me something and further convince the service, you know, you are welcome to do so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And if you, after you talk to your lawyer or talk to your legal consultant,
mm-hmm.
and if you say, okay, here, I understand your position. I feel that, you know, understand your position, understand your point, and then we want to get this case done quickly, and we are willing to take those, no longer conduct those activities. You can just send me a statement, okay?
Okay, so I will talk to somebody, and then I will be in touch from there, so.
Yeah, I'll just call you within 1 week,
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, because I just come back,
okay.
You know, from the project, so I think right now I just try to get everything down,
mm-hmm.
And then, you know, if you're sending me something, if you know, I'll make a follow-up call within 1 week,
okay.
And then we'll see how we handle this situation, okay?
Okay, great. I appreciate you getting back with me, though.
Yeah, I apologize for this because it's a holiday, everything, I'm on and off, and on other projects, so I apologize for the delay. But I think also give us more time to discuss and think about your application,
mm-hmm.
and also give you more time to think about this too. So I just want you to know that, you know, we understand your position, we know where you come from, and we also respect your religion, and we also respect that you think your intention is good, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You want to do something good for the society, for your religion, and we understand that.
Okay.
But meanwhile, we also want you to be aware that, you know, when you conduct religious activity, meanwhile, you have to respect other people's belief, other people's religion.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot use any kind of, you know, confrontation way or, you know, to against the other group or disavow other group, other people's belief.
understand, and we'll be in touch. Thank you, though, for calling.
Okay, you're welcome anytime. Okay. Thank you very much for your time.
Great, no problem. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.